Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thanks for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Monday, the Texans went through their fourth day of training camp, and after the morning practice, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media and discussed numerous subjects.
Very physical, two tough practices back-to-back these last 2 days, and really, really thought it was good, man. We're stronger as a football team right now, and not only physically, I think, with Cedric and the job he's done, but we're a little bit mentally stronger than we were, in my opinion, when we left last year. I like what I see.
You talk about the value of James Casey, not only on the field, but kind of off of it, character-wise.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, when you start putting a profile together, what you're looking for and people you can count on, I mean, he's the poster child, you know, and he's an interesting guy, though. He's up in age from a standpoint of being a young player. Got to get him there real quick. He's in a situation now where he's got a chance to prove if he can start in this league. So a lot expected of James from a lot of people around here, and I know he does too.
What's Mario's injury status?
You know, it's going to be day-to-day, guys. We're going to get this. He's had the injection this morning, and he actually have to stay there for a while to get that done. You probably won't see him at all today because we're working special teams. And then we'll watch it through tomorrow, I'm sure, and see. But the bottom line is it's too early in this thing. We're going to get it exactly the way we want it before we proceed forward.
Is James still deep snapping and pullback?
Yeah, and I think I said that a couple of times. If he keeps coming, then he'll give us a roster option at the end.
What have you seen from Ben Tate so far out there you like?
Well, he's got a lot of ability. You know, he's behind the team from the stuff he missed in all season. So he's having to catch up with the group from that standpoint. But I think players see his talent. And as a young guy now, it's about earning respect of people here that you can help him on Sunday. So we'll see. We got a long way to go. He's doing his job.
Do you see kind of a different attitude in Slayton this year with all the ups and downs he went through last year?
Yeah, I think guys calm down. I mean, you know, you see a lot of guys have a lot of success in this league early. And, you know, as a coach, you try to tell them it's not going to be that way. But they have to have it happen to realize it. I think he realizes it now. I think he enjoys being out here. He's not worried about the next 1,200 yards. He's just trying to have a good practice and get to the next day, and I think that's important as a player.
Matt was saying Jacoby has had a pretty good offseason.
Yeah, he really has.
So how do you assess that?
Yeah, he is. He's been accountable. He's been consistent. And, you know, when he follows that guideline, Jacoby's career is going to take off. So he's done some good stuff.
Gary, it's only a few days in, but what do you think about Kareem so far? He's getting picked on quite a bit, but that's probably preparing him for the regular season too.
Well, you got to think about who we're getting him ready to go play against. So we're going to line him up against number 80 all day long. And, you know, I told him in front of his teammates yesterday, you know, a lot of guys may get a false impression of where they're at as a player. You won't have one when you come out of this camp because you're going to work against the best. So that's what we got to get him ready to do.
Quinn as well,
coach. You know what? He's one of those guys right now. You don't even know he's out here. He's so consistent. Such a pro, really becoming a leader type guy back there, and just does his job, you know, all business.
Coach, what's impressed you about Garrett Graham?
Probably just everything he's handling. You know, he's getting a lot of reps for a young player, and he's handling everything. He's wore down right now, like everybody else, but nothing's too big for him. You can tell he played in big football games.
Seems like he's kind of catching everything in sight. Huh?
Yeah, he's doing a good job, really good job.
In the afternoon, the Texans went through an abbreviated workout focusing solely on special teams, and they did so inside the Methodist Training Center. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak met with the media again and had this to say.
Just trying to catch him up on what we do, trying to give the big guys a rest in the afternoon, you know, so we'll be doing that every other day now.
The battle, Andre Davis, he comes in, he signed a big contract last year. He didn't have his greatest year last year. There's a lot of competition for him. Is there an extra amount of pressure on number 11 this year?
Bob, he didn't have numbers and stuff last year, but that's because we stayed healthy. You know, when Andre has missed time with this team, Andre Davis has come in and played well if you go back a couple of years. So I think it was just a matter of us staying healthy. He's having an excellent training camp. Do we have a good group of receivers that's deep? Yeah, we do. But let's hope we have that same problem in about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks when we get down to the final cut. So we just keep going. He's a good football player. He's played good on special teams for us.
Since he's a return man and Holiday's a return man, if Holiday progresses at the receiver spot and learns how to become more of a complete football player, does that tighten things up for Andre Davis?
Well, I think it's like anything else. If you stay in one piece for the next month and you've got all these guys staring at you the final cutdown day, then, yeah, we have some serious questions. You know, how many receivers do we keep? Do we keep just a returner? There's a lot of questions to be answered. But it just seems like those things kind of work themselves out, you know. So we'll just keep playing and see what happens. And having those problems, those are good problems.
The contract, the big contract, is also an issue there too, isn't it?
I don't look at that stuff, you know. I'm sure eventually it gets looked at from an organization standpoint, but my job is to pick the best 53 football players for us to go play with, and the business part, Rick will handle that.
Can I give you one left
over? Did you get what you want after all?
Kind
of. I got one left over from this morning. Just talk about the progress that Earl Mitchell has made in his first few
practices. Well, he's been a very flashy player, you know. He's made a lot of plays, quick, strong. You know, looks like a heck of a draft choice. So, you know, we need somebody in there to get, active to help us to get in our rotation. And he sure looks like he has a chance, you know. But it's very early, so we'll keep going. But I've been impressed with him.
You think a side effect of that is him pushing Amobi a little bit?
Well, I think it. You know, everybody's pushing everybody. I mean, you draft players to make your team better. They're going to push somebody. They're going to line up somewhere. And hopefully in free agency you pull some players, too, that are – you know, making guys better. Really, in this business, if you're not getting better, you know, it's kind of tough. So it doesn't matter if you're a first teamer, second teamer, third teamer, you better be getting better as a player.
What's the schedule for the kickers tomorrow?
What do you mean as far as?
What are they going to be doing tomorrow?
Well, they're kicking competitively away from everybody right now. We will start kicking competitively with the team in 2 days, I think. So, you know, we're charting them right now. You know, they're right down the middle, I mean, which you would expect. But we'll start to put them in a team environment, that type of thing, here in a couple of days.
Gary, what have you seen from the front four that leads you to believe that maybe you guys can be improved in the pass rush?
Well, I think the rotation is going to get better with the competition we have on our team. I think Connor Barwin's a totally different player than he was when he came in here last year. You know, we got to get Mario back healthy and going again. But it's just a group that's played a lot more football together, and it looks like they're going to get more help to make them better.
He's like, no one, I'm going to hit you with something. Can you just repeat Mario's situation?
We injected him this morning, had a procedure. He is back in the facility resting. He will not practice tomorrow, I can tell you that, and it probably will be a couple of days. But the key is to get the inflammation out of his hip. And if we can do that, then we feel better about putting him back to work. But right now we're just being more probably preventative than anything.
Is this a worrisome thing or not necessarily?
No, I don't think so, Mark. He's been through this before. And, you know, usually when you go right back from your summer to these, the tough workouts that we're in, hopefully it's just the stage he's going through that we got to get it back under control.
What is the message here? Rackers is telling us that, you know, Chris didn't develop a relationship. Chris is helping out his family, telling him what to do, where to go, and all this stuff. And here they are competing for the same job and getting along and becoming friends at the same time.
Well, I think they respect each other, and they respect the job that both of them have done in this league. They've both been darn good. And it's unusual for an NFL team to have two kickers of this caliber in one camp. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a good competition. And, I think they enjoy each other's company. And like I said, one of them is going to kick for us, and one of them is going to be trying to kick to beat us. They're going to kick somewhere else. So both guys will be in this league when this season starts.
You said that Connor is a different player.
I think he's much improved.
How is he improved?
He's stronger, confidence-wise. Just everything. Second-year player, looks like he's found his niche, and, he's going to continue to improve. He had a really good offseason.
He's not real interested in talking about what he did good last year. He wants to talk about what he needs to do.
No, he's all business guy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't talk a whole lot to begin with. And, Bill got after him for one whole year last year, so he's got a few other toys to deal with this year. So maybe Connor's just kind of found his niche and moved on. But he's doing some good stuff.
With the kickers, is it basically just who makes more during training camps? Is there more?
I don't think there's ever going to be some huge difference there. I think it's going to boil down to, which one we're more comfortable with. It's going to kick offs. All those things are going to come into play. But I don't think you're going to see a situation where one guy's head over heels over the other. They're both very good. So it's just our job to make sure it gets as competitive as it can and is as fair as we can make it, because during the games you can't control the games. You don't know how many kicks are going to get, what's going to happen. So we've got it mapped out. We'll see what happens here over the course of next month.
So you're probably forecasting a very tough decision.
I think so. Yeah, no doubt. I think it'll be very difficult.
Gary, I know it's early, but judging from the way he was putting the ball on the ground last year, that last muff by Steve, any concern?
You talking about Slayton?
Yeah, on that last kickoff.
Are you talking about out here today? Actually, I didn't see it, so I'd have to go back and see it. But
played a tough time, buddy.
You know, I'm impressed with how he's been working. Obviously, we got him back there working as a kick returner right now, doing some of that stuff too. But I think Steve is healthy. I mean, he stepped up this morning, took on some blitzers, and I think he's himself. He got his confidence back, and I'll go in there and get after him now that you ripped him off.
Also, after Monday morning's practice, wide receiver Jacoby Jones huddled with the press, and he says he's getting better and described how.
I came to focus, try to be consistent. You know, I want to be focused, be consistent, get in my plays, and when they call on me to make that play, I can.
What's the biggest thing for you this year? You had pretty good games, couple of good games down the stretch last year. What's the big thing for you?
Well, the main thing the coaches tell me, I got to stay focused. You know, when I get tired, I tend to lose focus, and that comes consistency and maturity. So once that comes into play, I think I'm probably better off.
How have you gotten better on the field?
You know what? I've sit there and I've been around Andre Johnson going on 4 years, Kevin Walls, Andre Davis, and I watched those guys become pro and how they become pro, and I'm just taking heed to it.
Is that kind of the biggest thing that Andre's told you, too, is kind of stay focused, do what you can do?
Well, the biggest thing, Dre teaches by showing, but the thing he tells me all the time, he might come up to me and tell me, just settle down and let the play happen, and it happens every time. That's the craziest thing.
You don't get on his nerves, do you?
I aggravate the mess out of him.
How so?
Man, I might walk up to him, steal his water, ask for his gloves. I just aggravate him like a little bitty brother. But he getting old now. I told him the other day, I said, you consider old school now, man. You're 29 years old. I'm considered old. I'm 26. He ain't like that too much.
Right tackle Eric Winston has started 55 consecutive games for the Texans. He spoke after Monday's practice and talked about his scrape with safety Bernard Pollard on Monday, as well as some other things.
Like I was saying earlier, I mean, Bernard and I will be the last ones in the lunchroom talking to each other, you know, BSing together. So it's one of those things that, you know, you go out here, you do the things during camp, you're on the field, you're competitive, and then when you step off the field, we're all on the same team again. And that's the way we all look at it. And it's not, it'd be a problem if it was something that was filtering into the locker room and there was some real hatred with each other. But I love Bernard. I always needle him and call him Benny. He hates it, you know, and we laugh and we all have a good time. And that's what it's all about. You know, he's gonna step right on that edge, and sometimes he's gonna cross it. And like I said, I think it's my job and the offensive line's job to push him back. It doesn't matter who it is.
But it's good to see some of that in camp, though, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you never want to, I guess, do stuff that's gonna create penalties or things like that, but. Hey, that's what this game's all about. You know, you gotta push each other to the brink. And I think both offense and defense, we're pushing each other as far as we can go.
Talk about the rookie, Earl Mitchell. He said that, you know, for an offensive lineman, you've actually given him some tips. It's not just the D linemen that are helping him out. What are your thoughts on him?
Like I said, we're all in this together, right? When it comes to week one, you know, we got to be. And that's something I plan to do, and that's all I've always done. If I see an offensive lineman during a game on film, or we've watched him a couple weeks ago, and I'll be the first one that goes up to Mario and Antonio and those guys and tell them what I think their weak spots are, what I think their strong spots are, and how they use it, their business, you know, just like they would for us. You know, they know those guys that are playing against. So we're all on the same team here. We're all in this thing together. And right now we're going after each other pretty good on the field. But it's a case where, you know, we're all getting each other ready for week one, and that's the ultimate goal.
Your thoughts on him, particularly about what he's done, you know.
Who's that?
From North Shore, Earl Mitchell.
Is he from North Shore?
Yeah.
I don't know that. He's done good. You know, he's built in a way that's kind of tough to stop if you're explosive. You know, he's not real tall. He's not a big defensive tackle guy, but he's got a low center of gravity. And I think if he listens to Coach Kolar and he really uses it well, he's going to be a tough player to stop because he's explosive off the ball. It's hard to get under him. Offensive linemen, I think, are generally starting to get a little taller now, so their center of gravity is a little higher. And he's going to be able to get some push. But I think about him, it's all about working, staying in it, don't look too far ahead. Because the rookies, you know, as a rookie, it can grind on you. You know, you can start looking ahead and start winning when the light at the end of the tunnel is, instead of just taking it one day at a time. And I think if he just keeps in that mindset, he listens to Antonio, he listens to Coach Kolar, I think he's going to be fine.
Thank you again for listening to this Texans Today podcast, and make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more from training camp. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.